Democratic officials in the 24th Congressional District have endorsed Syracuse University professor Dana Balter to take on Republican Congressman John Katko this fall. WRVO's Payne Horning talked with Grant Reher, a political science professor at Syracuse University and host of WRVO's Campbell Conversations, to get a preview of the race.
Unseating Katko will be an uphill climb for Balter, according to Reher. The two-term congressman has better name recognition and more than $1 million in his campaign coffers compared to Balter's $50,000. But one thing Balter has going for her, Reher says, is the anti-Trump momentum that swept several Democrats into office over the last year.
If there's this huge tidal wave surge, and that becomes the story, and that becomes the attention, and Dana Balter is hammering away at the idea that the 24th could play a role in flipping the House of Representatives, it may be harder for him.
Katko was last reelected in 2016 with 58% of the vote. He even won the city of Syracuse. Part of what makes Katko so formidable is the independent image he maintains, authoring bipartisan bills and bucking his party on some controversial matters, like the failed attempt last year to repeal Obamacare. Balter is trying to chip away at that image, noting that Katko votes with the GOP consistently and supported their controversial tax overhaul. Reher says that vote could haunt Katko, especially now that Democrats believe they can retake the House. But ultimately, Reher thinks that wave will have to be of tsunami-like proportions to oust this incumbent. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.